Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym. You know, we're all about building that mental toughness, that laser-like focus, and unwavering discipline, right? But let's face it, life throws some curveballs. We get hurt, emotionally wounded sometimes, and those scars can linger. It's easy to beat ourselves up over mistakes, to dwell on the past, or to feel like we're not good enough. But here's the thing. There's incredible power in self-compassion. It's not about letting yourself off the hook entirely. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. Ever felt like you were drowning in self-criticism? You know that feeling when your inner voice is relentless, reminding you of every misstep and making you feel even worse? Well, self-compassion steps in as a life raft, offering a gentle hand to pull you back to shore. It's about acknowledging the pain, validating your feelings, and remembering that you're human. We all stumble, we all fall. So, let's dive into five key takeaways that can help us unlock the power of self-compassion. 1. Recognize your pain points. The first step is recognizing those areas where you tend to be hardest on yourself. Is it work? Relationships? Maybe it's something specific, like public speaking or creative pursuits. Identifying these triggers allows you to proactively address them with compassion instead of letting self-criticism take over. 2. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Would you berate them for making mistakes? No, you'd offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Apply that same kindness to yourself. Replace those negative self-talk patterns with gentle, supportive language. 3. Practice mindfulness. This one's a game changer. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you feel that familiar wave of self-criticism rising, take a deep breath, acknowledge it, and gently guide your attention back to the present. It's like training yourself to become more aware of those negative thought patterns so you can choose how to respond. 4. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, stumble along the way, and learn from our experiences. Trying to live up to some impossible standard is a recipe for self-disappointment. Instead, embrace those imperfections. They're part of what makes us human. 5. Celebrate your wins. It's easy to focus on what we haven't achieved, but celebrating even the smallest victories can make a huge difference. Acknowledge your progress, big or small, and give yourself credit for the effort you put in. Remember, every step forward is worth celebrating. Think about that time you messed up something big, maybe a presentation, a test, or even a simple conversation. You probably beat yourself up pretty hard afterward, right? But imagine if, instead of spiraling into self-criticism, you treated yourself with the same understanding and kindness you'd offer to a friend in the same situation. Hey, you might say, that didn't go as planned, but it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. What can I learn from this? How can I do better next time? See the difference? Self-compassion allows you to learn and grow from your experiences without being consumed by negativity. So, remember, self-compassion isn't about giving up on yourself or settling for mediocrity. It's about showing up with kindness and understanding, even when things get tough. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and support, just as you are. That's the power of self-compassion. It helps us heal those emotional wounds, build resilience, and ultimately become the best versions of ourselves. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media. Remember, we're all in this together, so let's support each other on this journey towards mental strength and well-being. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.